Good morning. Today we have two different questions, related questions, but different questions as it relates to Kol B'Isha Erva. The first one is as follows. Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked, is it permitted for a woman to give a shiur in a shul or in a base medrash, not at the time of davening? So that was the question that was posed, not at the time of davening, but in shul, for example, after davening, after Musaf on Shabbos day, at night, everyone comes back Friday night to shul to hear a drush, a shir from a woman. Is that permitted or is that not permitted? So Rav Moshe answers as follows. If people are sitting, men and women together, that is a problem, a large problem, says Rav Moshe. So that has to do not with the giving of the shir by the woman and kol b'isha erva, but how people are structured, how the seating is set up. So it should not be mixed seating together. However, says Rav Moshe, when it comes to the giving of the shir itself, there's no problem of kol b'isha erva. There's not a problem of the woman giving a dvar Torah, giving the shir. However, he puts three conditions on it. Number one, imchu ba'akrai bilvad. It shouldn't be on a regular basis. It shouldn't be every week or every day. It should be a one-off. An occasional shir would be okay. Number two, he says that the woman should not be standing when giving the dvar Torah, the shir, but she should be seated, and that apparently is to avoid the men looking improperly at her. So if she's seated, they're going to have less to look at, and she's not going to be able to move around as much, which would be distracting for the men. So that is condition number two, is that it should be given seated, because that is more tzanua, that's more modest. And condition number three, he says that it should be given in somebody's house, but not in the shul, or not the base medrash. What is relevant for us in talking about kol b'isha erva, as we see that Rav Moshe Feinstein was not concerned about the kol b'isha aspect of the woman giving the shir or the dvar Torah, but he was concerned about the hirhurim, the concern that men have hirhurim, and accordingly he said it shouldn't be on a regular basis, and it should be while the woman is seated, not while she is standing. So that's the psak of Rav Moshe Feinstein as it deals with giving a shiur by a woman. Our next question is, how about listening to a shiur on a tape, an MP3 player, etc., and the like? Is that permitted or is that not permitted? So the Sefer Nitei Gavriel says that it's permitted to hear. He's talking about a kaleta tape, a cassette, but the same thing would apply to an MP3 player on somebody's phone. The woman who is giving a speech or giving a drasha, giving a dvar Torah, giving a dvar halacha, that would all be permitted. A recording would be permitted. And he continues as follows. Ach im yavi adavar legira hayetzer. However, if just listening to the voice of the woman speaking would cause the yetzer hara of a man to get active, even if it would only get active, not right at that point, but in the future, he should not listen to it. So fundamentally, listening to that recording, we're talking about just hearing an audio recording, as long as it's not going to impact that person now or later, then it would be permitted to hear it. He continues, this is like a kol dibur. This would be the speaking voice, not the singing voice. But he continues, v'davka lishmua drasha mimenu asru shiroa. So what is prohibited is to hear a drasha. So he's going in the other direction from the Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe didn't fundamentally have a problem of a woman speaking, even if the men are attending, but he did put conditions on it. The Nitei Gavriel is saying that that is problematic to hear a drasha live. When you seek her, that is a problem. However, from a recording is not going to be a problem, and especially if the man has a reason to listen, like he has to make sure that there's quality control, make sure whatever is said in that speech is accurate and the like, that would certainly be permitted. So here we have it, end of the day, when it comes to giving a speech, Dvar Torah, Dvar Halacha, Rav Moshe was not concerned about the Kol B'isha aspect, but he was concerned about other aspects, so he put certain limitations on it. The Sefer Nitei Gavriel was not in favor of having a woman speak live. That would be problematic, not necessarily because of Kol B'isha Erva, but other concerns. But when it comes to a recording, the Sefer Nitei Gavriel said it is fundamentally mutar, as long as it's not going to cause any yetzer hara in the man from arising, then it would be permitted. Have a wonderful day.